Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and here after releasing his latest single, Don't Call Me When I'm Famous, is Cormac Todd. Hello.
Hey Louise, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for chatting to me. So tell me about this new single.
Yeah, so I wrote it back in 2020 when I was just like at home during the pandemic. So it's a play off. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't forget me when you're famous?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a play off. So when I started music naturally, so I started music quite unconventionally actually. So I started recording and writing before gigging.
Okay.
So very much the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just given the times we were in, there was no like live venues open. So I spent a lot of time writing. And I remember in a very caring way, everyone in my life was like, Cormac, what are you doing? Why do you want to be a singer? Like, that's a terrible career choice. And I was like, you know what? That's fair. And then just a joke between us.
Yeah.
Because people always, you know, it's an Irish phrase, I think. Don't forget me when you're famous. So I made a joke saying, don't call me when I'm famous. So there was just a play off that. And it's just about, you know, backing yourself and believing that you can do the baby steps every day to get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
And that's the vibe. And then what I love about it is there's like a little chant in it that I teach an audience now in live gigs, and we all sing it back to each other. And it's
nice.
A lot of fun.
How did you find starting off writing instead of performing and being able to kind of almost road test your music?
I actually loved it. Writing is like my first love and my favorite thing to do, really. Writing and recording has always been my first love. But it's, yeah, I love sitting in a room either with myself and a piano and some beats, or with people and just drinking tea, talking about life and just creating something unique. Because when you're with people, you always tend to create like something that's super, super unique because you couldn't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
But I love it. And then live was just, it was such an education because I did a lot of theater and stuff growing up, but I never like had presented myself as myself and not a character. So that was quite strange at the start, to be getting up maybe 2 years ago, I started gigging, getting up and just showing my own work and not hiding behind anything. So, but I love it now. It was a big education. To relax into, but now it's we have such a ball now every time we get up and do a set.
Yeah, because it's quite different to theatre, because I suppose 100%. Theatre, you're being somebody else most of the time, whereas this, it was 100% you.
Yeah, so it's a lot more vulnerable. That's the big difference.
Yeah.
It's a lot more vulnerable, and if they don't like it, they don't like your work.
Which is not true. They actually love it. But you also were...
They're enjoying it.
They're enjoying it. Yeah, exactly. And I suppose that's what you can feed off of as well.
Yeah, it's all the end. It's just, you get it. You give and you get. Like, that's how I always feel. Like, I always feel like when we do shows, like, there's just such a warm energy in the room. And I want it to feel like, you know, we're all just, again, the same as the songwriting room, just on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
I want that feeling. There's the warmth and the intimacy.
So how was London Fashion Week?
London Fashion Week was amazing. So we got to perform for an amazing designer called Ray Chu.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was amazing. It was a completely different experience. So normally, obviously, you just turn up to the gig and do the sound check. This was like all hair and makeup, loads of influencers. And it was cool because I have a big interest in fashion and sustainable fashion. So it was nice to like dip my toe and amalgamate music with that, because that's the ultimate goal.
How do you plan music for something like that?
So it's a similar thing regarding, like, you plan the set and you do the sound check, all those things, but it's just a different experience, because you're there to add ambiance and like perform, but it's also about the clothes. So it's a different style of gig. So you're potentially not teaching everybody a little chant and things like that. But you're there to provide like ambiance and get people in the groove to be susceptible to unique designs.
And there's also really good vibes around those kind of events as well, because people are there to have a good time and they're there to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. People are there to have a good time. People are there to celebrate culture. So it was a really amazing experience. And just you get to wear like some strange clothes that you wouldn't wear normally. So you feel quite, you're just like, you feel quite cultural. So
what did you get really to
fun.
Wear?
So this is really bad, but basically I got to wear this like little crop top, and then there's this like pair of trousers, which I love, but they had a very like deep slit
okay.
on the hip, okay. Which was not what I was expecting, but it was a look, definitely. But cool. I was not what I was expecting,
was
but it was
good
fun. It was picked for me.
Ah, nice. Okay. I kind of love when that happens though, because it's kind of like someone's interpretation of what they think you would like.
Yeah. So this designer was like all about kind of queer fashion, and the style was like Under the Sea.
Cool.
It was like Under the Sea prom. So it was a bit of fun. And yeah, it was cool. I was a bit apprehensive initially, but then once I got into it, I was like, this is actually fun.
And they could show you how they want to work and their idea behind.
You know, you're used to just like your Adidas tracksuit. You know what I mean?
So, exactly.
So it's like, and your North Face jumper. So it's nice to like, people just from different walks of life have completely different references.
100%.
So it's a bit of fun. Yeah, it's cool.
So music wise, what have you got planned for 2024?
So 2024, so I just released a single there in December. So we'll have a music video coming out shortly. I have a gig coming up on the 16th of January in Angel, the Gladstone Arms. And also a number of dates coming up in the summer in Ireland to be confirmed. So I won't give you the info fully on that yet.
That's okay.
And also we have an EDM pop collaboration coming out in April too. So super excited about that.
Excellent. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're up to?
Generally Instagram and TikTok. Perfect. is my main jam, I would say. I'm very active on Instagram, just posting things about my life and just funny videos. So if you like that, then you're more than welcome to come on, say hi.
Wonderful. Cormac Todd, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.